It was incredible. I mean, going on my own, I was really nervous, of course. I mean, you're going for the first time by yourself. Once, like, it started taking off, I was like, wait, I actually know how to do this. Like, I can do this and I don't have to be worried. So I just enjoyed it. I mean, being able to be on my own, like, knowing I can do this by myself was just crazy to me.
That's Ashita Orekapudi talking about going on her first glider solo flight when she was 15. And at the age of 16, Ashita got her private pilot certificate with a glider rating and was flying before she was driving. She's also our guest on this episode of The Air Up There.
This is your captain speaking.
The feeling I get when I'm flying is just...
You get an adrenaline rush.
Seeing something fly is awesome.
It's incredible to be able to fly.
Flying airplanes is all I've ever wanted to do.
I get so excited about...
Aviation, aeronautics, space...
Engineering and tech.
Like stargazing and just wondering what it would be like to be up there.
I just fell in love with it.
Stick with your passion and pursue it.
Just know you can do it.
There is not a room, there is not a cockpit, there is not a place that you don't belong.
There's certainly a place for everybody in aerospace.
In this episode, we're talking about an aircraft that can stay up in the air without using an engine. It's called a glider. Did you know that you can be eligible to fly a glider solo at the age of 14? It's a great introduction to aviation. And you can be eligible for a private pilot certificate with a glider rating at 16, just like today's guest, Ashita. There are glider clubs all over the country where you can get involved that offer flight training.
In fact, most airports have some type of pilot training available, either through FAA-approved pilot schools or FAA-certified flight instructors.
Ashita, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself? Just kind of give us a little background.
Yeah, so right now I'm living in Seattle, Washington. For like most of my life, I actually lived in Ireland. 5 years ago, we moved here through my dad's job. And that's kind of actually how I got into like the space and aviation field, because like coming here, I learned about all of that. In Ireland, nobody really talked about it, so it wasn't a thing. I wasn't exposed to it. So that's kind of how I started.
Okay, so you grew up in Ireland and then you moved to the United States and you start to get interested in aviation.
Can you dive into that a little bit more?
Yeah, so basically what happened was when I moved to Seattle, like, you know, there's Boeing here, there's all the like airlines here. So like in school and everything, everyone just talk about it. And I was really curious because I hadn't heard much about it before. But even in school, like I've always been interested in science. So I joined like Science Olympiad and all these other clubs. And one day we had a guest speaker from Blue Origin, and she really inspired me, just like talking about her job, about like the astronomy world, how she wanted to be an astrophysicist, but then wanted to work with astronauts. So that was just really inspiring to me. So I like started researching from that. And the more I heard from other people was just really intrigued me.
Do you think like part of the inspiration you were feeling had to do with the fact that it was a woman who came to speak to you?
I think so, because she was so passionate about what she was doing, and just the way she like portrayed her job, it just made me feel like I could be there. I could do that too.
So you're a certified glider pilot, for the people who don't know. Can you break it down very simply? What is a glider?
Okay, so you all know, probably know about small airplanes. It's basically like that, but it does not have an engine. So obviously it's kind of configured differently. It has longer wings. And so you fly it with like another plane with an engine and it brings you up. And then you release what's called a tow rope. And then you come back to land on your own without an engine.
That's so cool. It's kind of like water skiing, but in the air, right?
Yeah.
That's a perfect description.
Getting your glider pilot certification, I imagine there was some hoops to jump through. What kind of steps did you have to take, for those who might not be familiar with kind of what you have to do to get that?
So it's kind of crazy to me how you can start flying gliders at the age of 14. Like, I didn't know that. And it's just crazy about that. So when I found out about that, I was like, that's something I want to do. Like, if I could start now, I want to start now. So I kind of started researching, and then I found like this is the way that like most people do it. So first you like find a glider club that's near you, joining one of those, and then they also help you a lot with like the steps to get there. But the basic plan is you begin flight training, and they teach you all the way up to like solo, and that means the first time you fly by yourself without an instructor. But you don't have your license at that point. It's just like a temporary thing that you can like go by yourself for a while. And then after that, they give you even more training and like longer distance and more like in-depth stuff. And that like leads up to your training about your license. So then you take like this written exam through the FAA, and then you do a check ride with a glider examiner, and they issue your certificate if you pass that. And that's kind of the basis.
So of all those things in the process, like for somebody who might be listening to you and going like, wow, this is so cool, I want to do this too. Was there one part of that that you found more challenging than the rest of it that, you know, you want to give people a heads up on?
Yeah, probably what was most challenging for me was just the check ride at the end, because obviously this was my first check ride. I didn't have any experience. What I heard from some people was that it's really hard to pass. So that kind of like scared me a bit. But what I just did for that is I put in some like extra hours, studied for it, made sure. And when the day of the check ride came, I felt prepared. The questions the examiner was asking me, I already knew because I'd studied so much. So that really helped me there.
It must be an amazing and unique feeling to be in the air in the glider. Can you explain what you feel when you're in the air?
The feeling I get when I'm flying is just peace. Like, I feel like this is what I'm supposed to do. It feels comforting. And just the sensations that you're able to control this entire thing by yourself. It's just in the air and you have like control over it. You can like tell it what to do, basically. And it just feels like you're like free, like you yourself are flying. And it's very different from an airplane, because an airplane, you have that sound of the engine the entire time. You can feel it shaking. In a glider, once you get off tow, for a minute, there's just no sound, nothing. You're basically just floating because of how light it is, of how like the wind carries you.
Going back to something you said earlier, you kind of mentioned briefly my first solo flight. What was that like for you, having your first solo flight?
It was incredible. I mean, that was the first like flight thing that I've ever done, the first milestone. I was really proud of that moment because I got to that point, and just like going on my own, I was really nervous, of course. I mean, you're going for the first time by yourself. But once like it started taking off, I was like, we actually know how to do this. Like, I can do this and I don't have to be worried. So I just enjoyed it. I mean, being able to be on my own, like knowing I can do this by myself, was just crazy to me.
I'm sure it instilled a lot of like self-confidence for you and your abilities. Yeah. To kind of find that confidence as young as you are. I think you have a really awesome path ahead of you because you figured some things out pretty early.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, you've kind of become a bit of an aviation advocate for other youth. Can you tell us just a little bit about some of the aviation clubs that you founded?
Yeah. So, I mean, it kind of started out like you're able to start gliders at 14. That's when you're in like middle school. I know that some of my like classmates and my friends were like kind of interested in being an airline pilot and stuff, but they like had no idea about this. And like, how were you supposed to know if it wasn't like advertised to you or like shown to you? So I was like, I know about these, but like, I kind of want to let everybody else know, like share it. If they're not interested, that's fine. But there was so many people who were interested that could benefit from it. So in my middle school, I started a club called Skyriders, and it's basically just about aviation, aeronautics, space, kind of like all the different fields. So not just piloting, but like mechanics jobs, engineering. So we kind of talk about all of it. We share a lot of different opportunities, and I just kind of built off that. So I started in middle school, that's continuing. And then I moved to high school. I started it in high school. And now we've also made it a community outreach club within our community. So like, it doesn't have to be at our school. Anybody can join, any ages. There's like kids as young as like 8 years old who like want to be in it. There's stuff that they can do that we like teach them about. But there's also people who are like 18 or something. They can already start. So we're like giving them different resources and stuff. And it's really inspiring to see how interested they all are.
Are there like a lot of people interested in kind of your club and showing up to some of the events you're doing?
Yeah. So like when I started out, I was like, okay, maybe we'll get like 5 people who are interested, but there's been a lot of interest. So it's just really inspiring to see that.
Yeah. You mentioned there's a big interest in your people who are your age and people who are even younger. What do you think is the biggest barrier for people to get into aviation or aerospace hobbies?
Finance. I mean, it's expensive, especially if you're this young. And another thing that we try to like talk about is scholarships, because they want youth to fly. They want like us to get into the field. We're like the next generation. We're like the Mars generation. And like the airline is going like through a huge pilot loss right now. We're the people who will fix that. So like, you need to start young if you want to like have an advantage in that. So we do try to like talk about the different scholarships that are available, because I mean, it's kind of hard otherwise.
You're super young and you're already a certified glider pilot, which is crazy. What is your dream career at this point?
to be an astronaut. And that's kind of how I started. I mean, in seventh or eighth grade, I was like, this is what I want to do. Like, first, I thought I wanted to be an astrophysicist for a while. But then I was like, I love studying about it, but I kind of want to go there. I want to be able to experience all those things while also doing research. And I've also been really interested in astrobiology and like the study of life in space. So right now my goal is to be a medical astronaut. And basically those are like an astronaut, but who helps on the medical side of the crew. And like, I've been really interested in medicine. So those two things kind of like align for me.
If you had the chance to go to Mars, would you go?
Yes. I want to go to Mars so bad.
Some people say the moon, but you said we're the Mars generation, and definitely things people are talking about. It seems so sci-fi, but you know, it's obviously something that is within our reach.
I mean, we've already been to the moon. The next step is like bringing people to Mars. And like, by the time we grow up and become adults, that's going to be our generation. So it's just really inspiring.
So who would you say is a role model for you?
I think one of the first people that I like kept as my role model was Eileen Collins. Like, when I started researching into this, she was just really inspiring to me as like the first commander of the space shuttle. Like, she piloted it. She was the first woman commander of it. So that was just like, that could be me. You know, that really related to me compared to all the firsts of men. It was just kind of nice to see that.
What is the next step in your journey?
Since the beginning of this year, I've been working towards my airplane license, and I've soloed in February. So now I'm just kind of like working back up to that. And I'm planning to get my license.
Is that for like a power plane?
Power plane, yeah.
Yeah, with an engine. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a really good goal. And
that's
space.
Impressive.
Yeah.
That's really impressive.
I mean, engines, rockets.
Yeah, all of that.
Yep. If you had like one message that you wanted to make sure that your peers who might be listening to this would hear, what would that message be? What would you like them to kind of walk away from this with?
Just knowing that you can do it. Like, when I first started, I was like, there's so much, like, maybe I can't do it. Maybe this isn't for me. But just, you can do it. Just believe in yourself and it's possible. Like, just go for it. I mean, you're young. If you like don't like it, you can change it up later, but it's probably better to start young if you think you're interested, and just know you can do it.
Hey, students. Think you know Minecraft? Think again. We're not just talking about playing. We're talking about designing your very own video game simulation. Get your creativity engines repping for the ultimate airport design challenge. That's right. You'll be the mastermind behind every virtual terminal, every control tower, and every pixel of the sky. Are you up for the challenge? Head over to FAA/ADC and get ready to take off on this epic STEM journey.
Thank you for listening. For more information about today's guest, check out faa.gov/podcasts. Subscribe, like, follow wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss a single episode. Coming up next week.
We try to meet people where they are, and we let people know that, hey, this is something where people who look like you have done this, people who look like you can do this, and you can do it as well.